Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting
That's our anthem, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section. One of their songs from the Wayback Machine, but it's basically our anthem, isn't it, folks? When you've had enough and things are tough, you still got to try. Do it or die. Do it no matter what the people say. Thank you for hanging out with us 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico. He knows all about do it or die. He's the author of a number of books on small business issues, especially online. Cliff, tell us how we can find you online, please.
You can find me at succeedinginyourbusiness.com. That's my weekly syndicated column. Appears in about 100 newspapers around the country and anywhere online for absolutely free. Succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
So check that out, folks. Cliff, we're talking about how to not get yourself into trouble online, especially in the social media world. We talked earlier about how individuals get them do dumb things, and then we talked about how employees can get you into a bind, get themselves into a bind, get fired maybe. And now let's talk about what the employer needs to know about.
Yeah, as an employer, you can get in trouble. And there's two big ways, and this is coming out now in the case law. Cases are still very early yet, but there are two big developments people need to be aware of. Number one, there are statutes now in 36 states that say that an employer cannot require an employee to give them their password to their personal social media accounts. Now, this is a big development here.
An employer cannot require an employee to give them the password to
a personal social media account.
Right.
So if you have a Facebook account that's just you, it's not work-related, the boss didn't give it to you, and it's just your friends and family, you have set your privacy
settings. You're blocking anybody that you don't approve of.
Right, exactly right.
Right.
So like a LinkedIn profile would be a very good example of this. The employer cannot require you to hand, in these 36 states, to hand over your password information so that he can look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, if you voluntarily make him your friend or bring him into your network, that's a different thing. But he cannot require that in 36 states. That's against the law, believe it or not, and it's spreading. I bet you it's going to be in all 50 states before too long.
Right.
So that's one thing employers have to watch out for. Now, there's a difference. If you, the employer, have provided that site to that employee for the benefit of the employer or as part of their job description. So, for example, you hire someone specifically to blog about your products and service, and you give that person a special social media account for that specific purpose, then you do have the right
because that
to
belongs
the password
to them.
And everything else because it's for the convenience of the employer.
What if on their site that there's their personal site that they blocked you on, what if they access that and post to it while they're at your work?
Okay, this is where the case law gets a little fuzzy, Jim. I'm seeing a couple of cases that say that is okay, but I'm also seeing a lot of cases, too, invoking that water cooler statute that we talked about earlier, too, saying that the employee has free speech rights, even if it's accessed during work hours. Now, I take the view that that's a breach of your duty of loyalty. You shouldn't be doing any kind of personal stuff when you're on the job. You shouldn't be bidding for stuff on eBay or doing that either. So I have a little problem with this, but part of the problem is most of these statutes were passed in the last 12 months, Jim, so we don't have a lot of case law yet to tell us how far these things are going to go. This is kind of a craze that's going on in legislatures around the country now. All the states are following each other like lemmings with these statutes because it's a feel-good thing. People like it. Oh, yeah, this guy's protecting my property. I'm going to my privacy. I'm going to vote for him. Yeah, so you're getting a lot of this right now. There's a lot of momentum behind this, but we don't have a lot of case law yet, so I really can't say how far it's going to go, but just be aware as an employer that you may be in trouble. Talk to your lawyer. Find out what the rules are in your state and get his or her opinion about how far you can go.
Right.
The second dumb thing, though, and this involves the hiring process now. You know, you have a job opening. You got a couple of very good candidates that are out there looking for the job, and it is so tempting. You can't decide between the two of them. They both look equally good. It looks like the toss of a coin, and it's so tempting to go on these people's Facebook pages and see what they're really all about. That is a real big temptation for a lot of employers, and I tell my clients it's a temptation you really need to resist. Because you can get into a lot of trouble like this.
Just visiting an employee site?
A prospective, a candidate's Facebook page. Oh. This is somebody who's looking for a job. They've interviewed with you,
a couple
of times.
You can't go on their Facebook page?
Well, you can, but you do it at your own risk.
Huh.
You do it at your own risk.
I mean, I'll give you an example. We had a prospect a couple of years ago. We went there, and we went to one of my folks went to their Facebook page, and they had over 750 friends.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
We didn't. We turned it around. We didn't like that.
Let me play devil's advocate. Let's say you went on that page, and the dice comes out, and he says, "I'm gay."
Yeah.
On his Facebook page.
It depends
on.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yep. So,
anyway,
folks,
now you might be staring down at
this is why you need to know a guy like Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. He'll help you with these things. Succeedinginyourbusiness.com is his website. Hey, Cliffy, come back soon.
Always a pleasure, man.
Good job today. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.